Season 2, Episode 6. And today, we're off to the metaverse and we're meeting Dr. Javier Mendoza, who is a doctor specialist in gastroenterology and also a senior medical advisor at AI Medis. And with that in mind, let's dive deep into the interview. Welcome, Javier. It's such a pleasure to see you. And I really enjoy meeting people like you in general. Like just now, it's been nearly 2 weeks from the conference, from MedTech World. And I could sense the energy from you. I met you online before and we had some opportunity to interact. But now I actually met you in person. And it's so beautiful to have this opportunity to go to a conference. So I'm really grateful that you've come all the way to Malta, to MedTech World. And I'm just really curious about something. We were planning to do this podcast originally in the metaverse, but this time round, it didn't work out. But I am very hopeful that with some more time and some more energy, and also I need to actually buy the VR glasses because I didn't buy them yet. So I need to buy the Oculus, either Oculus, I'm not sure which one. Maybe I'll ask you for the best model. But I introduced you as one of the leading doctors here on the metaverse. But I want to go deeper than that, Javier. I want to understand, what's your digital health journey? How did you end up on the digital health voice in the first place? Like, what brought you here with us today?
First, it's a pleasure to be here with you, Stefan, and thank you for the invitation. I think one of the things that I love most is to talk with people that I admire about digital health. So, yeah, let's go. My journey, I'm a medical doctor in gastroenterology, and in 2005, so many years ago, nearly 20, I was in a hospital start, and it was electronic health records. And I said, oh, it's cool. I don't have to think about what my colleagues write or my horrible letter. They will understand. And we can do things with that. So it's like we said, data, information, acknowledgement. And I have that on mind. In 2016, I moved to the Netherlands, and that gave me something precious, that is time. So I say, okay, that's the moment. And I did a digital health master in Barcelona University. Since then, I work part-time as gastroenterology and part-time in digital health, always learning and always looking at the future.
Well, I mean that's quite interesting because even like it's been like 2005, so really like some time ago, and all of this intrigued you. And now, especially in Malta, there's this massive trend, this massive move as well, even more into electronic medical records. And now we are looking as well a lot into analysis of data on electronic medical records. We're trying to see, and we're also like looking at the challenges of analyzing the data, you know, because, you know, you might have a doctor who might decide to, you know, be very structured approach because they know what it means to put this data and get it analyzed data. Or there might be doctors, you know, who just love long form text and they type a whole novel or a couple of words in the text part of the record. So there's going to be these very interesting challenges, and I'm extremely excited. But Javier, you mentioned electronic health records, but where did the metaverse come in? Like, how did you become a leading voice on the metaverse and the healthcare metaverse, especially? Like, what happened there? I'm really curious.
Yes, I would say metaverse is like the triple jump into the future of healthcare. So yeah. I love and I think digital health technology is helping healthcare. And metaverse, it's like a tool with the join of technology. So we will have there for sure artificial intelligence. We will have blockchain, smart contract, NFT. And I think that will be a part of the future of healthcare. It's a concept. So some people try to do consultation with me in the metaverse. I said, not now, soon. So I think it's a open door to change things, and technology is going to help the system, the patients, and the healthcare professional. So yeah, let's do it. I think there's some points that metaverse can help. First, it will be medical education, and I think we need a change about that. Mental health, please, it's time to change that. Digital twin will change many concepts that we have. That we talked many years ago, personalized medicine with digital twin. I think we will get that personalized medicine, and maybe the last one will be telemedicine. So after pandemic, the telemedicine company and consultation are going down. So maybe the future will be the metaverse. So sit down with Avatar, and some people criticize that it's a pixel. Avatar can be very realistic or even hyper realistic. I always say the same. I'm a Spanish speaker. Why I cannot talk with a patient in Colombia or Mexico and try to help. So technology go faster than law, and there's gray zone, but the future will be part of the future of healthcare will be metaverse.
Wow, I mean, to be honest with you, like when I look at the metaverse and you mentioned mental health, I could the interesting thing at least about the metaverse is that there is an opportunity for truly immersive experience where you truly change your environment at least for a temporary amount of time. This massive change. And I still remember trying the very first version of Quest. When our very first version of the Oculus, where the resolution was so low that you could actually kind of see the boxes, you know, the pixels were like really and the funny thing is that when I was using the glasses, I remember kind of like you can like jump off a very high, like you just jump, shoom, and I remember that experience was a bit nauseating. It made me a bit dizzy. And but then later on, I tried a higher quality virtual reality set, and the experience was so much better. I didn't feel that bad because the resolution is so good that it's extremely close to what we experience in real life. So even my brain could adjust much, much better to something that was possibly low quality because of the earlier version of the technology to something now, you know, that first of all, you won't have like these wires dangling at the back of your head, kind of trying to move and that, but you'll actually have like a really, really immersive experience. But then again, it's also cool to not only just have truly immersive, but also to have like this additional layer over you through augmented reality, which gives you like an additional, like amazing effect. Like this week, I just saw a very interesting video of a guy wearing augmented reality glasses. I can't remember which model exactly. But instead of him having to buy two or three monitors, he simply wore the glasses and he had five monitors where he could visualize. So the potentials are simply endless. But Javier, like one big curious thing that I have about you is, have you started practicing with the metaverse in mind? That means, did you have the opportunity to meet patients? I know that you mentioned something about this already, but did you have opportunity to converse? Did you go for a conference in the metaverse? Like, what was your experience so far of the metaverse? And maybe you could tell us what glasses you have. Maybe, I don't know. I'm just really, really curious at this stage.
Sure. Maybe first say we have to build the concept of metaverse. So we have to say that metaverse is not virtual reality. So maybe one big part of the metaverse will be augmented reality. Actually, people is talking about next year, Apple will jump to metaverse through augmented reality, and that will be a game changer. I have a Oculus 2, Meta Oculus 2. Yes, I have not seen the patient still. There are these a few companies, Amedis, and some more. Maybe we have to change the name, legal issues, but it will be like a second opinion first to try to set all the consultation in the metaverse. But yeah, I have been in conference. There are a few movements. I know that it's amazing. This ophthalmology in the United States that do conference
Ophthalmology? Oh, wow. Okay.
ophthalmology only do
Nice.
conference a bit in vitreous and retina surgery. So it's a specific one specialty, and inside the specialty one part, and do conference every month in the metaverse. I will
Wow.
start to do digital health talks in the metaverse. This is a project that we're gonna start.
I should definitely join. I should definitely join.
Yes, and yeah, I hope you will be one of the first guests in this digital health in the metaverse.
Cool. Wow. So this is really great, Javier, and I am personally excited to get started. And that when I reflect even more of this, and you mentioned mental health as well before, I can really imagine, treatment of specific mental health disorders happening in the metaverse. There is so much opportunity there. It's incredible. Like even just for example, and here I'm inspired by the film like Ready Player One, where you have this guy who is in an environment which is definitely not conducive to health. It looked like a junkyard. There are houses on top of each other. It looked like a mess. And this guy all of a sudden is immersed into another world where he had the opportunity to build a better future for himself and for his family. That really struck me. Now I know that sometimes it's good to kind of not be too detached and to come back at some point, not to kind of stay solely in the metaverse. And there is like really an interesting balance that is being done there. But my question to you is, Javier, we're both doctors. And how would you convince a doctor to get started in the metaverse? Like, how do you get them on board? What do you do? Do you have like this eng you have moments to engage in conversations with them? Like, how do you convince healthcare organizations to at least start exploring the metaverse? Like, what makes them say, aha, I should invest time and energy into the metaverse? Because you know how busy we are. Like, what's the opportunity there?
Very interesting. We have to explain. I don't like very much, maybe in English and or in the Spanish sound different, but evangelist, we have to explain. But it's the same of artificial intelligence that we always say is not a black box. So it's a machine that have seen million of images and say this is a polyp in the colon when you do a colonoscopy, that it was one of the first algorithms approved by the FDA, for example. And second is trust. Trust, I think, is a key word. We have to explain, and many times I work part-time still as a gastroenterology, and I'm working doing colonoscopy with anesthesiology and say, did you work yesterday? I say, no, I didn't. Oh, you're lucky. Well, I didn't at the hospital. I was in digital health. What is this? It is the first word. So we need time to jump, and it's so wide, it's so big, the field of digital health and the metaverse, that I'm quite sure that some parts will be useful or interesting for our colleagues. And I always use healthcare professional, but it's not only for medical doctor. There are nurses doing amazing jobs of physiotherapy, psychology. Would you talk about mental health? I was very surprised this article that said that people with depression or anxiety prefer to talk with a bot, artificial intelligence, than with a person. Because no, the
Wow.
person can judge me, and I prefer to talk with a bot. So,
Wow.
wow, yeah, we have to think
Serious,
about
wow.
that.
Wow, I mean, this is like, I mean, in fact, I remember like a couple of interesting surveys being sent about this, and where one part of the world prefers speaking to a chatbot, especially in Japan, if I remember well, whereas in Europe, we still kind of prefer to speak to, you know, to a doctor or just to a healthcare professional, to this one-to-one. But even I wonder now how that survey would change after the pandemic. But it's extremely interesting what you just said. Like, where I think we really need to advocate for digital health in those moments when someone gets curious, even if they know nothing about it, but there is an opportunity there. There is an opportunity to really make a difference and get someone like maybe not hooked, but at least get someone interested. And when they get interested, they want to explore, they want to read, they want to watch videos, they want to listen, they want to read books on the topic. And they say, okay, this is something that could really change the way I do my work. And as a result of this, everyone around them benefits, you know? So I really applaud you for taking the moment and, you know, even in something as casual as some talking with a gastroenterologist during a medical procedure that you might be doing to communicate with him during work. So that's really fantastic. And inevitably, with this, I kind of go to my next question where I say, if someone had to come to you today, Javier, and this person would ask you, what is the future for digital health and medtech? How do you see the future evolving in the next 5, 10 years? You already hinted at this, but how do you see it evolving further in your opinion, you know, in your experience?
In the future we have in front of us is amazing, and I want to say that it's not only technology. Actually, I'm not a tech guy. I mean, I don't have the last Mac or an iPhone. I'm here because, as I said, I'm a medical doctor from the last century. I finished medical school in 1994, so I'm here to bring values that we have before. So we have to look at the future and accept the help that technology give to us, and at the same time bring all the values, empathy, ethics, and I see the future like technology helping us in our day by day. And on the other hand, it will be very precious. It will be amazing. Sit down in the same room with an internal medicine doctor. That's not me. That see you globally and explore and explain things to you because he has time to focus on you. That will be painless to sit down with him and talk to him. He will not type. He has not a computer in front of him. He look at into your eyes, listen, and have time to explore, do a strategic for your diagnosis and plan a treatment. I see that the future technology helping us and bring all that values that we learn. I'm quite sure you also learn in your school medicine.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely evolving, digital health and medtech. And I think I'm really, in fact, I'm like, honestly, like, really curious to how our future. I'm excited. I know that we're always going to have challenges, but I'm really excited with how the future of digital health, medtech, health tech, you know, you name it, will evolve and how we will become, hopefully, you know, better healthcare professionals, better because not only because of technology, but better because we have so much more information, we'll have even more help, we'll be able to scale up much faster, you know, if we want to help 1,000, 10,000, 100,000 patients with our actions. There is like some immense opportunity there. But believe it or not, Javier, we're getting close to the end of the podcast. You see, when, you know, time flies when you're having fun. And I have like one small challenge to you now. You have 1 minute, Javier, to raise awareness on any topic of your choice. So you've got 1 minute. It doesn't have to be healthcare. It can be any topic of your choice. And with that in mind, the 1 minute is yours. Go for it.
If I have to define why I'm a medical doctor, I will say only a word is help. And if I have to choose a word that bring together technology, healthcare, the future, it will be ethics. So we have to do our best to bring ethics in the future of healthcare and digital health.
Wow, lovely. That was definitely less than 1 minute. So thank you for keeping to the time there. It's amazing. And the fact this is one of the first times where I've heard equality, you know, I've heard climate change, but, you know, ethics, actually, this is the first time I hear. So it's really great that every time I ask someone to do this, it's always something, usually it's always something incredibly unique. And that's like this, the magic of this 1 minute. And with that in mind, Javier, I would like to thank you for being here with us. Gracias, amigo. And I would like to encourage our audience who are listening to us right now or seeing us and to join our, to look us up on the Digital Health Voice on any podcast player of your choice. We're even on Audible, we're on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, you name it, even Spotify. And I was very appreciative of the fact that we had like some really cool Spotify Unwrapped. And we did, up to now, we've done more than 600 minutes of content. Pretty cool. We've been quite productive this year. And also you can find us on social media through the MedTech World page, where you can just look up MedTech World and you'll find us there as well. And with that in mind, thank you, and I'll see you at the next interview.